A lot of home help, they're more like in-house. Like, all the stuff happens within the person's house, whereas PA service that DCIL has, it happens, like, socially. So, like, they'd be taken out for, like, as Jonathan said today, for, like, hospital appointments or such as, or, for, like, going out for something to eat or, you know, shopping. It's not really, like, it's more social, like, in the environment compared to, like, somebody in a person's house. So it's, like, that social aspect of going out and meeting people, rather than being confined to someone's house of just them and the client.
And I suppose, these are the past 10 years now that you've been a leader with DCL, like, how have you seen the service change?
Changed a lot. There's a lot more, everybody knows about it more, whereas when I started with it in about 2016, 2017, you wouldn't have heard a lot about it. Whereas now, we, as Jonathan says, we have over 100 leaders. Like, everybody kind of knows about it, and it's more local, and it's out there in the community that, like, this is what we do, and we're here to support people with disabilities.
And Rosaline, the CEO, was talking about dignity's at the core of all this here. You know, there's not locals put up on vans, or she's not about shaking buckets at the church gates. And it's really wanted to appeal to local businesses to, if they're going to make a donation, to make it local.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Because it's all about dignity for people with disabilities. Like, we don't want to be going out, and as Rosaline said, going out and shaking buckets at churches, because that's not, like, dignified for us as people with disabilities. We're not like begging for money, but we would like it to be used for something good, which is helping us with disabilities.
And it's important to keep it in the local community as well. And another thing that Rosaline had said was, all we're asking for is our rights, even though sometimes you have to demand it.
Yes.
And you know, we seen yesterday with the SNA's protest was in Buncrana, mm-hmm. and then the cancer flights as well, like, both of those things were mentioned too. It just seems to be sort of ongoing all the time.
Oh, it's mad, because, like, we're all human at the end of the day. Like, we're all, just because we're different from everybody else, we all deserve what everybody else has. Like, we all have human rights, and we need, like, they need to be given it to us. Because just because we're different and we have disabilities doesn't mean that we're still human at the end of the day.